So I started loving praying. Here's my problem. I would pray, and going into the various corporate offices as a consultant, here's the weird part, praying for God to get me out of the world system so I could serve him full time in the ministry. Somehow in my mind, I thought that if I could just get out of the world, I could advance the kingdom more. And I labored in that because in the 1980s, you know, the real goal was to go to Bible school and be in full-time ministry, because part-time is like riding an economy. Full-time is first class. So you want to be in full-time. And I want to be in full-time ministry. I didn't want to be here in Babylon. It was almost like a sign that I was out of the will of God. So I'm reading E.M. Bounds. Now, I'm only putting this stuff together now because I'm realizing, as you'll realize, your whole life has been preparing you for what's about to happen next. God has not been... I used to say, why can't I go to Bible college like everybody? All my friends are going to Bible college. I tried to go to Philadelphia College of the Bible, but they rejected me because they didn't want anyone that was Pentecostal. I couldn't even get into a Bible college. Talk about a spirit of rejection. So, kicked out of secular, Bible college doesn't want me. So anyway, I'm leaving my hotel room, no kidding. E.M. Bounds, I'm trying to recapture that zone. Presence, and I'm feeling it. I go for my little prayer walk every morning, and I'd go into that corporate office, I'd go through customer service, and have embarrassing sensual lust thoughts, and repent to God, because this is why I don't want to be in the world. You see that? How can I have a revival influence if I'm in it? I need to get away. I go from there to the service department. Strife and discord, arguments, fights. I'm repenting of disunity and frustration in the call of God. I go into sales. Manipulation, witchcraft, all over the place. And on top of it, I'm moving in witchcraft. I go meet with the CEO. Intimidation and control. And I'm thinking, this is bringing out the worst in me. How can I change the world if I'm in it? Every day I'd go back to my hotel. Lord, forgive me. I have so much lust and so much strife and so much manipulation and so much intimidation working through me. I don't even know why you would want to use me. The Lord, it took a while. One day the Lord said, have you noticed? You do great before you go in. And you do great when you leave. And you keep on telling me that what you're picking up on is your defiled condition. Has it occurred to you that by walking in the Spirit, you've increased the acuity with which you can discern the voices and spirits that are in the environment you're invading? The very thing that we don't like about the world is actually the discerning of what's in the atmosphere that you're called to replace.